afternoon, listeners. This is Roadmap for Seekers with Rhonda Harrison, and today's guest is Pam Rennie, the Everyday Alchemist. And we're going to be talking about this amazing quick change of venue as far as how the world's working these days. Seems like we're on the fast track to spirituality and changes in the world. And Pam is very good at channeling and mentoring and doing alchemy in a very enlightening way. And I think that you guys are going to really like her today. If anyone wants to call in at 1-347-838-9142, please press 1 once. And I will see you in the queue, and Pam and I will get with you as soon as possible. And with that, I'm going to bring Pam into the to the office. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Rhonda.
So let's talk about all this crazy transition between the blood moon and new moon going into Libra. And it's been kind of like a fast track pace, but in Libra, it feels like it's a little more balanced, you know? Doesn't feel like it's been quite so out there as it was over the last 2 or 3 months anyway.
It's what an amazing, and I use that word gently and lightly, year 2015 has been. We can go all the way back to the spring with that first equinox really was setting the stage for everything that came forward to now. And, you know, Rhonda and everyone listening, another actually big hello to everyone listening. And thanks for joining, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Well, there are some phenomenal, very enlightened astrologers out there that give us great energy updates. I'm kind of just got one toe in remembering which planet's doing what, but I really feel it. So I love it when I tap into some of the great writings that that say what's going on, and particularly yesterday. That was very helpful because I found the energies of this week, I know we're off some really big things, and Libra, thank you for bringing us some balance, but yesterday felt like walking through heaps of, I'm going to use the word, big word here, ready, crud. It was really interesting, and my message was just, hang on, relax, everything is okay, and sometimes just remembering to do that is really important. Leading up to talk about the difference a new day can make, I feel personally the most profound shifts in contrast from yesterday to today. Thank you very much for that. Today feels like I've walked through, that next door of, I guess I'll call it enlightenment, to a dramatically more comfortable, wonderful place. And now I really feel like all of these alignments, they're supporting us, even though it doesn't always feel comfortably that way. And it's like the biggest surge of all of the energies of the whole year are compacted into this week, leading up to something really wonderful and profound on Monday. So Rhonda, I would love to hear what you're noticing about this too.
I'm just noticing that things are just moving so fast, and that, you know, it's like you get moved up one level and you think you're starting to balance out, and then you're moved up to the next level. And I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this, but my business has increased immensely in the last, 3 or 4 months. and people really wanting to seek out a spiritual path rather than just kind of, you know, suffering through the,
muck.
The muck, the mire, the mud, you know, the sticky stuff, the clay mud, you know, that the kind that doesn't come off very easy.
Right.
And I'm finding, I built a medicine wheel over the summer. Well, it's been a 2-year project, and I finally have been healthy enough this year to put it all together. And so I'm putting together a whole new treatment program that goes with riding the wave of life with the divine, but it's also about, and I've heard a lot from people saying that a lot of us are so ungrounded due to all the internet, the fast-moving traffic, you know, all the lights not settling down. Maybe some people never have really been in a forest to know how quiet it is there. Mm-hmm. And so I've gotten a large interest of people that are wanting to come to my properties and do this walk that I do with them around the wheel. And then I also have them lay on the wheel, you know, because I've had it all cleaned up and it's really nice. And so that people can really feel the earth and then do drumming and toning bells and stuff. And it seems like people are switching up pretty quickly, you know, once they can figure out that they can drop the baggage.
Absolutely.
You know? And people are tired of carrying that big bag of crud with them. And they're like, why am I so tired all the time? And I'm like, because you're carrying on more stuff than you need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, with all of that going on, I think people are just finally going, okay, enough's enough. You know, I'm ready to make this transition, whatever that's going to be, you know. And I think it's hard because a lot of people aren't sure where they're going in this wave. You know?
I'm laughing.
And,
yes, yes, true.
You know, because the whole reason I started the riding the wave of life with the divine, because I started that in 2012, and that's when the energy really started moving forward. But now it seems like it's one of those things where people are just like, okay, I'm not going to sit on the fence anymore. I'm going to make a decision to be on one side or the other, you know, where people weren't ready to make that commitment, you know, before now for a lot of people. And I'm really finding that it works quite well.
It's amazing how our emotions will show us where we're at. There
mm-hmm.
can be a tremendous value in the discomfort of those emotions or of sitting on the fence of feeling stuck, of knowing there's more, because it's that way of showing are you in alignment or not. And I also am noticing everyone's waking up, and we've
yeah.
been promised no one will be left behind.
Right.
And in that waking up, that reaching out holds tremendous value. And
mm-hmm.
we've not been comfortable about asking for help.
Mm-mm.
And
well, no, we've been told to be independent and not ask for help, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's really changing it.
Yes. I had a conversation with my niece last week and just said something about a comment about being a big girl and not, you know, figuring I could do something alone and not asking for help. And she laughed and she said, big girls ask for help. And there's, you know, a tremendous value in coming together, because we really are striving for that new earth energy. Is about unity consciousness. And we really have so much in common in all of our unique divine personalities and different skills and abilities. We really are all so much alike and so connected. So
mm-hmm.
actually in session with a wonderful dear soul sister this morning, we both basked in the awe of when two or more are gathered in my name. What
mm-hmm.
tremendous things take place. And our gathering is, you know, just like we're gathered across the globe right now, everything I do is across
mm-hmm.
the globe over the phone, and huge value in that. So there's so much in this conversation to talk about. I want to just take a moment. And what I'm really looking for is, well, I feel like I want to take a step back and tell a little bit about who I am and why I'm here
mm-hmm.
in this conversation. So, again, as Rhonda introduced me so wonderfully, my name is Pam Rennie. And I still say that with a little bit of, I can't believe I'm here speaking to you
mm-hmm.
because I was most of my life very quiet, very shy. And I was a hider. But I was very uncomfortable in those positions because I knew there was more. Taking a big breath here. And everyone take a big breath. We're moving a lot of energy. I really was a seeker. I was on a quest because I knew from the time I was tiny there was a little bit more to this life than just what appeared. And as I really mm-hmm. navigated through growing up in the third dimension with the contrast, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everyone else's opinion of who I should be, and that's our baggage right there. Because we've stepped out of our own ownership of ourselves, or here's a big word, seniority, of our I Am presence. We step back and let others tell us. Very natural. In the third dimension, that's how we operated. Mm-hmm. We believed our parents, our teachers, our ministers, whoever else, had that better idea of who we should be. And that became a big part of our baggage. And we started really, we've so operated outside of ourselves looking for. When the truth is, there is no separation from our source. And the truth of who we are is held within our hearts. Where we hold the blueprint of the experiences we came to have, where we hold the agreements, the contracts and all that, because my feeling is, and from my experience, this isn't just for nothing. It's not. So take a breath, be good to yourself. There is a purpose. There is a big, grand purpose. And we all are here now in this time to really fulfill that purpose. And let's talk about Mother Earth. Let's talk about our Earth. The fall of consciousness held a purpose. And our Earth has been restored to the 12th dimensional Christed planet that it is. And most of that work took place 12-12-12 and 12-21-12. But we woke up on 12-22 and looked outside and nothing looked different. Maybe it didn't even feel different. The physical changes take place last. But the energy, the spirit, the path of fifth dimension is right here, right now. And our awakening is to step out of the habits and carrying that old baggage that's not ours even. Right?
That is so true.
So, along my path, I, like many of you, of course, we all wear lots of different hats. And there I was, you know, bumbling through life, looking, searching, and I came across this path not that many years ago, but it feels like a lifetime now. And the path was a path of alchemy, a path that was created by the archangels that said, we see an opportunity. We see an opportunity to walk a path that's never been walked before. And when I found that body of work, which is called Mastering Alchemy, I felt like I'd come home. I didn't even know what that meant back then, but I knew how I felt. A little bit like, what is this? A little bit of, oh my gosh, but also this huge, I'm going to jump into whatever this path is because it feels so right. So like home. So everyone take a breath. Because that was a huge statement. And let me be a little more specific about what that meant in my life. And I'm going to actually fast forward and say, I love this path so much. It's made such a profound shift for good in my life that I teach the tools. Thank you for that validation, puppy dog. That I bring them forward as an opportunity to say, here, let me share with you what's had a really profound benefit in my life. See if it feels right for you too. And so actually I've got a new class starting up November 1st, but I'll talk more about that in a moment. So what is alchemy? And why am I even talking about this? And how has it made a difference? Well, Rhonda, you've brought up so many important things that we're experiencing now, and things move so fast. I mean, look at this year and our time construct, which time is an application of third dimension. That's part of why things are moving faster. That's changed. But we are in busy mode like never before. And in that busyness, there are how many distractions? Mm-hmm. And the irony is, amidst how busy we are and amidst how much we can be distracted, mm-hmm. and here's my favorite example of this distraction, how many of you have listened to a great call, done a great meditation, and just really uplifted yourself, and you feel so alive and so great and so happy. And then you walk away from that, and you get about your life, and suddenly you're not in that space because your attention moved to a different place. Mm-hmm. Our distractions, not that they're a bad thing, but our distractions tend to trip us up a bit from what we even intend to manifest, to experience, and be. So the ironic part of this really busy, hectic time is one of the most essential tools, applications, experiences, whatever you want to call it, is being quiet. Being quiet and listening. Now here comes some more about alchemy. How many of you notice when you sit and get quiet, it's not comfortable? You've got a million thoughts racing through your mind, a million things on your to-do list, and you might even go into meditation, and the next thing you know, you're not really meditating at all. You're thinking because all of that energy is swirling through you. So here's why. In the very beginning, I felt at home in alchemy, not just because of the archangels, who I was meeting for the first time, so I thought, I should say, maybe reintroduced to them. I thought they were just statues and, you know, written about in the scriptures. I didn't know they were real. In that veil of forgetfulness in this lifetime, I really had forgotten who they were. But I have remembered and now walk with them on this path. And they're my best friends. They're there to assist and guide me. And alchemy is... take a deep breath. This description of alchemy comes from Archangel Metatron through Jim Self of Mastering Alchemy, and that is the path that I found that I teach from and live from. It's not a cult. It is a state of being. It is what brought me more into my heart and into the remembrance of who I am, and that's what brought me here out of that shy, quiet place, out of that hiding place of, I don't know if I can really show myself, to knowing it's important enough for me to step up and be, because there's a work to do. So Lord Metatron, Archangel Metatron, he serves a dual role as a Lord of Light and an Archangel, has said that alchemy is to change the frequency of thought, to alter the harmonics of matter, adding the element of love to create a desired result. Big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while to be able to just say that without reading it. But let's look at that. Here comes a big yawn. We do it all the time. You just didn't consciously know it. Changing the frequency of thought, changing your mind. Did you know a thought holds a frequency? It holds an electrical charge. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just poof when you're done thinking it. Our thoughts, our emotions hold a magnetic charge. They stay in our energy field. But when we change the frequency of thought, we are changing our physical body. We're changing our chemistry. How many times have you noticed what happens when you get scared? Something startles you and you gasp and your flight or fight picks up and the adrenaline surges. You think that's changing the matter in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you notice when you decide to get quiet and sit down and relax that shift within the body? So with a conscious application of, oh, I think I'm going to try this alchemy, I'm going to change what I'm thinking about, I'm going to allow and invite that to change the flow of energy within my bodies? What if I bring in that element of love? Now, the element of love is also called the fifth element, because the elementals, they're very real,
mm-hmm.
and they serve a grand purpose in this shift, this enormous evolution that we're in. The elementals mean the earth elementals, the air elementals, the fire, the water, and that element of love that's held within all of them and collectively holds all of their energies. And it's also that love, that pure love from source energy, the love that creates all things, the love that pushes the waves, the breeze. So we add that element, powerful creation that it is, of love, to create what we want to experience. When we're in that anxious, unhappy, or angered state that was triggered from maybe some old baggage, let's everyone take a breath. And let's talk about that for a minute. When I mentioned we hang on to things, well, we don't really purposely, but it's something we've done very mechanically, very unconsciously all of our lives. It's that, oh, I'm going to get over it. I'm going to let go of it. I'm just going to forget it because I don't know what to do with this very uncomfortable things, but he did something that made me so mad, and it probably triggered an anger that's also stuffed in your energy field from other things that made you mad. So all of a sudden you're in this very uncomfortable, angry place. And you can consciously choose to let go of that and create what you wish to experience. That's alchemy. And one of the foundational tools above all things, and Rhonda, you mentioned this, so let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, what I call, essential energy tools, and there's more about this on my website, and I'll point you there. I am Sacred Journey Mentor, or you can go by my name, Pam Rennie, which is RENNIE.com, and you'll see a tab that says Grounding Cord and Rose Tool. The first essential energy tools of alchemy. But, Rhonda, you mentioned how many are experiencing, here comes a yawn, hold on, just shifting energy. And everyone take another deep breath. So you mentioned a lot of people are having issues with being grounded. And what is being grounded? Well, being grounded is being really present in our bodies. As I mentioned, we're so used to operating outside of ourselves that we literally go to, we jump out. Imagine what that would look like if we all saw that. We would look so disconnected from ourselves, but typically we don't see that in one another. But as spiritual beings, we jump out often. And there's a great purpose in being fully present, aligned in our body. We're not scattered, it's quieter. We're more focused. And with a grounding cord in place, there's an exit point. I mentioned those thoughts, those feelings and emotions. A grounding cord in place creates that exit point for all the excess electromagnetic energy that's not yours in particularly to leave. So what if I bring forward that first tool of alchemy, Rhonda?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you all like to experience being grounded? That sounds good. All right, so let's do this. So allow me to guide you through this application, which has come from the archangels. They have brought this forward. Excuse me. And everyone, if you've got some water nearby, go ahead and take a sip. Okay, really purposeful, this application. So this, let me share a little more detail, and then I'll guide you through the creating of this grounding cord. Extremely purposeful, which I'm hoping you'll experience that in this experience. But this particular application has two components, And once we create and put it in place, it's there. The two components are, the first is like a cord, a beam of light. And we'll create that together. And this first cord is the cord that grounds off the electrical energy, those thoughts. A thought holds an electrical charge. Imagine that. And certainly you can see the value of, not only do you not want to hang on to every thought you've ever had, but we tend as human beings to merge with others' energy and to pick up, especially those of you who are empaths, you really know what I mean. You feel others' feelings and thoughts. So we don't need to carry their experience. So this first component of the grounding cord, which will attach at the tip of our spine and our first chakra, and then we'll drop it into the core of the earth. That will draw off all the electric components. Now, here's the beautiful thing. You might go, well, wait a minute. Why would we want to send that to the earth? Well, the application of this grounding cord neutralizes all of the energy, takes all of the charge off the emotions, the thoughts, so it's neutral. It flows to the core of Mother Earth to be recycled and reused as fresh, pure, neutral energy. So in a sense, we're really doing a service. Now, the second component wraps around the first cord, like in the olden days, the telephone cords. Remember how they were spiraled, if you're old enough to remember them? Attach the receiver to the base. Well, this unique component, or second part of the grounding cord, is what draws off the magnetic energies. The emotions are magnetic. Think about when you've had that thought. I love this example because I think we can all relate to how something triggers a memory. It triggers a time. It could be something that was said or something that was done. It could be a color that you see and you remember. And I use anger because that's one we usually can go to like an explosion. And you might think there's that electrical thought about that memory. And then suddenly you're not just thinking it. Here comes the magnetic part of the feeling. You're feeling the anger in your body. And the more you think about it, the more you feel it. It's like wrapping it around and around, and all of a sudden you're in it and feeling it. Hasn't even happened in that moment. It was from the past. But because of the magnetics of the emotion, of the feeling, wow, you're really in the experience. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what will draw off that emotional energy. So that's part of the purpose, but now let's experience this first essential tool of alchemy, the grounding cord. All right? So everyone take a deep breath. Now, and decide that you truly are the powerful creator of your experience. And because this application of the grounding cord is already right there, it's been put in place, when I tell you to create and see or know that you have grabbed a hold with an energetic hand of a beam of light that is the first component to this grounding cord. Now, there's some freedom here. I see it as a beam of light. You may see it however you see it. It might be a linked chain. It might be a tree branch. However you see, it's fine. And so bring that first component of the grounding cord, and I want you to attach it very firmly, comfortably, right at the very tip of your tailbone, the end of your spine. It's in your first chakra. Very good. Really anchor that in. And now drop the other end. Send it to the core of the earth, which is not that far away. And see it enter the core of the earth and have it grow roots and really anchor in. Good. Now see it as flexible but firm. Now command this component, this electrical component of the grounding cord, to turn on and activate. Now take a breath. And now create and see that coil that is the magnetic component, that second part of the grounding cord. With your energetic hand, attach that also at the tip of your spine and allow it to wrap around the first cord and drop to the core of the earth. Allow that to anchor in. And now command this magnetic coil to turn on and activate. Now take a deep breath and experience yourself being grounded. And let's command this grounding cord to draw off all the excess electric magnetic energy, particularly that's not yours, that's held within your space. Let it drop right off. Notice your breath, stay in a comfortable rhythmic breathing pattern. Just take a moment, being grounded, present, aware. Now I'm going to ask you to notice yourself. Notice how you feel in your physical body. Notice your breath and keep the breath going in a comfortable, rhythmic, circular breath without an abrupt start-stop. Now, you might feel really heavy. You might not, but you might. If you do, congratulations. That heavy feeling is you being more present in your body. And that'll settle out really quickly. And so, again, notice yourself. How do you feel now compared to when we first started the show? Rhonda, I'm going to call on you and ask you to share with us what you're noticing.
I feel a lot more settled, not so anxious, not so rushy feeling, you know, where you feel like you're things aren't moving fast enough or things are moving too slow or something like that. I mean, I was in that frame of mind this morning when I was at the doctor's having my eyes retested, and it was like, I've got to go, you know, can you hurry up, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm like, what am I talking about? And then I come out of the office and the whole place is just full, standing room only. And I'm like, never mind, I'll be quiet now, you know, but
yeah.
It was like, and that's what I was talking about in the beginning of the show, is that, you know, we tend to get into that hurry up, I don't want to wait. I mean, I watch people, me, so they can get to the stoplight before me, you know?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
It's like, what was the point in that, you know? And then I'll just go, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But it's interesting how we put ourselves on this tight time frame when actually we just need to be in the moment. You know, and go from moment to moment rather than hour to hour or day before day after day, you know, wondering, you know, what we're going to do in 3 days from now versus what we're experiencing right in this moment.
Exactly. Being in present time is absolutely essential. And with the grounding cord in place, and now that it's in place, it will be there. You will benefit from it the most by noticing it, by stopping, pausing, command it to come to present time, allow it to ground off all that excess energy, and notice how things seem to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
It gets quieter. That anxious hurry up like you described, suddenly it's not there. And guess what? It is from this place where we hear the insights. It's in the quiet that the answer to the question lies. But we don't hear that when we're so busy in motion. And it's in this place where the archangels can assist and guide us because we're quiet enough to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So huge value. So this is the core foundation of the tools of alchemy. And there are many And it's not about a modality. It is about a state of living, of being. It's a path to assist you to remember. And that's why I felt I was home. I really wanted to know why I was here, what this life was about. And this body of work, Master in Alchemy, that I teach the level one of, which class is starting November 1st, is about accessing the sacred heart, creating that sacred geometry of the octahedron for you to walk around and be in, which is your antenna connecting you more to source. So I can imagine you could see why I felt I'd come home. And it just opened up that path of 100% about personal development and 100% about service to others. It became about elevating our Mother Earth and all of humanity, because we are going home and we are in an amazing evolutionary shift. So I'll take a pause, Rhonda, and see if anyone that's listening would like to add their experience with the grounding cord, or if they've got any questions.
And callers, you can call in at 1-347-838-9142. Press 1 once, and that will bring you into the studio so I can see you have a question or comment. And, you know, and let us know how you're getting through your day-to-day stuff. You know, I mean, for me, I smudge a lot. I pick stuff off my property and make this incense. So I smudge with it, and it has sage and pine and juniper and spruce and sweetgrass and different things in it. And it seems like if I can do that and remember to do it, you know, it calms me and slows me down. Whereas, you know, without it, I don't use that so much. Or sometimes it's listening to Deva Premal and listening to that mantra of slowing down. Because last year I used those mantras to heal and to slow down, because I had the brakes put on me pretty hard a year ago next week. And, and you know, and I'm looking even at that as to how phenomenally different it is from a year ago to now. You know, and how spirit has moved, and I've healed, and the doctors are scratching their heads going, we don't understand, you know, what you've done. And it's like, unless you follow my radio shows, you're not going to really understand what I've done. You know, because, I mean, everybody brings their piece to that kaleidoscope of color that we're in, you know, or the jewel, as I refer to it, you know, where we're not so divided off from each other. We're not so... well, and a lot of it has to do with the internet and, you know, international calling and that type of stuff that we didn't have that is so much more affordable now. It used to be, you know, you couldn't afford to call, you know, New Zealand or India or Africa or wherever, you know, and with having so many different healers that I work with and writers who are writing books about this time and how things are changing and that. You know, and here in the United States, it's like we're at a smorgasbord. You know, we don't know which thing to choose. You know, and some things are watered down. Other things are over-exaggerated, you know. And so it's kind of like we're having to pick and choose what we want for our individual spirituality, to which, you know, up until now, we've always expected someone else to tell us how to be. You know, and
exactly.
I think now, you know, now we're being more open to, I have my own mind, I have my own spirit, I have my own soul. I can navigate this with other people's help. And a lot of it's asking those questions for help or for guidance that we weren't so open to before, because we always thought we were supposed to just know it.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. And really being gentle with yourself. It's really important to not be... to let go of the self-criticism, the judgment, the I made a mistake, I did it wrong. There is no mistake. Everything has been our experience. It's been part of our learning. And the beautiful thing is we don't have to stay in those energies. It really is about letting go of who we're not and remembering who we are in that individual, because we are that individual spark of the divine creator is who we are, and in this collective consciousness of all that we are as well. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm really starting to see a lot of people come forward that are a lot more interested in, you know, what is going on and how are things working and how do we move forward into this new energy that we haven't had, you know, up until now, or the encouragement of the freedom of it.
Yes. Oh, I want to tap onto that just a moment, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying some really big things, and I felt a tap from Metatron about that. Back to the enormous shift of 12-12, that's coming really forward, and 11-11, 12-12, and then even the following year in 2013, huge things took place. That door to the third dimension closed. And yet, we don't know how to operate. We didn't know how to take that next step or what to do. We had no reference point for what is this newness. And that's something that's become more and more familiar these days. And the beautiful thing is we don't have to know every answer.
Mm-mm.
In fact, it's that trust, that faith, that allowing in the universal laws and just showing up. Just being and not deciding how things are supposed to be structured, because the universe has got it. Everything is in divine order, and it's us just remembering to be who we are, to shine our light and be in that quiet, grounded, centered place of, I call it that alignment of our whole beingness as we become more in that remembrance of who we are. It's like we're merging all of our bodies more present into oneness, and in that state place, walking around place, which is the tools of alchemy, it's that walking around place, that platform, the answer lies where the question's asked, and we will have that inspiration for the next step. With nothing to figure out, nothing to fix, nothing broken, it's just that inspired aha that's right there. And so Metatron's tapping me because it's almost 6 years ago now. There was a gathering of alchemists at a very purposeful conference, and we received a beautiful channeled message from Metatron, and he brought something forward I want to share with you all today. He brought something forward that as our teacher, mentor Jim Self, spoke the words. He was even surprised at the last word that came out because he was about to speak something else. I love it when this happens. It happens to me all the time when I'm in session. You think you're going to say something and then something else slips in. But Metatron brought forward a template for us to experience ourselves, and he said at that time, this will take 5 years of your time to be able to be fully experienced. And that template is this. It's a triad of words. Think of a triangle, okay, sacred geometry. And on the first line or bottom line of that triangle is the word freedom. Now let me elaborate on that. We have not known how to operate in freedom. We haven't given ourselves permission, and suddenly we didn't know what to do with this freedom of these new energies, but that freedom has been more anchored in. And I want you to feel that feeling of freedom. The next word, which could go on the next line of the triangle, is ease. A big, powerful word. And certainly the opposite of the word that has that big hyphen with dis in front of it. Being in ease is being in well-being. It's allowing things to flow with clarity, with insight, with grace, and with comfort. And when you merge words together on the sacred geometry of a triangle, they're strengthened. So feel freedom with ease. And the vibration even changes. It becomes stronger. And the last word that was a surprise at the time was accomplishing. Now feel the frequency and the vibration of that word accomplishing. And feel the permission in this triad of words, freedom, ease, accomplishing. You see, the biggest part of letting go of that baggage is not having to delve in and do years of deep inner work. We've done that. And yes, there's a lot to be said on the wonderful healing modalities that there are available for us. But when we change our frequency and our vibration, for an example of in this triad of words, feel what this feels like. See yourself standing even on this triangle of words. Allow it to expand so that you can stand on it like a little rug. Feel your foundation being without looking for what does this mean. Just feel it. Feel yourself standing in freedom, ease, and accomplishing. Each word, as I mentioned before, holds like strings of thoughts. There are other words that go with it. Permission, comfort, success. Mm-hmm. Nothing to figure it out. It all comes to you. So feel this. And I want you to decide, what does it feel like to stand? Take a moment, because there is no reference. Sometimes that blank, I don't know places, there's not a reference. So let's create one. So individually, feel this. Freedom. Ease. Accomplishing. What does it feel like for you? Now bring that feeling in along with this template and feel it, allow it to grow and anchor in. That is changing your frequency of thought, your harmonics of matter, and the element of love is right here present with us, and feel that shift. And when you hold these living words or other living words that are in higher, faster vibrational frequency than the lower, dense, uncomfortable ones, much of what's not serving you, it simply dissolves and grounds off your space. Nothing to look for, nothing to fix. And let's add to this by breathing in that element of love. Let's call in the green coating. In alchemy, we also work with the rays of creation. And it is Archangel Raphael that brought forward the green coating of light not that many years ago that had never been on the planet in this fullness. And that green coating holds that love from the Creator. So I invite you to breathe that into your heart right now. Just breathe it into the heart chakra. And feel that. Breathe in the love. And then breathe out the love. Nice, comfortable, circular breath. Breathe in the love and breathe it out. And let's have this element of love fill your entire body as you breathe it in. And breathe it out. This is a tool you can use anytime, anywhere. Just pause, call that green coating forward, breathe it into your heart center, that chakra. You can even spin that chakra and notice that shift. Add that to the grounding cord, being very grounded, present, and in that element of love. That's you. You are love. You got this. Big yawn. Wonderful shift of energy with that. So, Rhonda, what are you noticing?
Well, you know what I was noticing was accomplishing ease with freedom. I flipped it, and it was like, now that makes, you know, it's like everything's coming easily, and with freedom, and with accomplishing, you know, and it's a great ease, you know, to help people. It doesn't seem to be as resistive as it used to be. Even, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, even 2 years ago, you know, compared to the energy now where everyone's so much more receptive. And I myself have been dealing with Metatron quite a bit because of making a sacred medicine wheel. You use sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
And you set different things up and do different directions and different spokes to the wheel, so to speak, and you can really feel that peace and ease and freedom and accomplishment there. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm,
wow, you know, and you know, and it seems like it's sacred geometry attracts other people in a lot faster, I think, than what,
mm-hmm,
we do if we're not doing it so much. And I used to think, oh, sacred geometry, you know, that's just, you know, whatever. You know, and then I started doing it with stones and different things. Plus, I make chakra sabers out of selenite, and I use different stones, and it's still a sacred geometry type thing that's happening. And the energies all work with each other. And I'm just amazed at how Metatron finds a way to get into the picture, no matter how simple or how complex it is, because I used to think sacred geometry had to be really complex because of the word geometry, which,
right,
was not my favorite subject in school, you know. But, you know, but I understand it a lot more now. And then I've had a lot of people asking me about sacred geometry, and a lot of people didn't know that Archangel Metatron had to do with sacred geometry, and that he was one of the individuals that was taken from Earth straight to heaven with Sandalphon. You know, he went from life to the divine very quickly,
mm-hmm,
you know, and was raised to that level from being, you know, a human being up to the archangel spots. And I just find it very interesting how the divine works and says, you know, we're going to need this in the future, or we're going to need this now, and how much we do use geometry or, you know, diagrams of things and not really realizing that it is sacred geometry, even like planting trees and that type of stuff and landscaping. It all has to be in a certain order.
Right.
And,
but the triangle, it's
yeah,
everywhere. It is.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's just a simple example. You're right. It's so around us, but we've not really,
mm-hmm,
always tapped into that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just one of those things where it's just like, oh, man, you know, how do we step into it a little bit more, or, you know.
And that's why I was home in alchemy, because in the class I teach level one, we literally recreate the octahedron, which is an antenna,
mm-hmm,
that we used,
mm-hmm,
to always walk around, but we just took it off. And so we recreate and be in that environment to access,
mm-hmm,
once we're reconstructed in that octahedron around us. Very simple to do, quite amazing. And once we do, you're then able to access on a deeper level that sacred heart, that sacred,
mm-hmm,
heart consciousness space. So I love sacred geometry. Can't say enough about it.
And I would really like to encourage people that if you want to re-listen to the show, please, you know, go to the archives about 5-10 minutes after the show. They're always up there. They're always available. Don't hesitate to download it. It's free. You don't have to, you know, really worry about, you know, how much space is this going to take or whatever. And you can find it on iTunes. There's a lot of different ways to get the Renford Network's spiritual radio shows on the air through iTunes, through, we also have a YouTube site, and I would really like to encourage people to really check those out. If you're looking for something specific, or if you're just trying to go through the smorgasbord, as John Davidson talks about in The Path of the Critical Soul, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, don't hesitate to check it out and reach in there and look through the archives. They go back 5 years. Pam's had numerous shows with me. They're all on different subjects, and spirit shows up in different ways each time. You know, and I refer some of my clients to my own radio shows. It's like, oh, well, listen to this radio show, you know, because these divine people that come to my shows have a message that we aren't used to hearing, you know, and especially on free radio. You know, it's usually all about the news and what bad is happening. And this is about what's good's happening around the world. Mm-hmm. And I try to make it a pretty big smorgasbord here as well. You know, so you have a lot of different things to look at. But talk about your class that's coming up, and then we're at the end of the show already. I can't believe the hour's gone.
There's multiple ways I'm available for support. You can check out my website, which is pamrennie.com, PAMRENNIE.com. I do offer a complimentary 15-minute consultation where a lot happens in those 15 minutes. It's a great way to connect and just say hello and see if there's any support or guidance available for you. But I'm particularly excited about the Angels and Alchemy class coming up November 1st, which is holds a body of work of Mastering Alchemy Level 1 that I've talked about. It's that path that the archangels have laid out. It's recreating that octahedron. It's accessing mm-hmm. the sacred heart to help you really remember who you are. It's releasing that baggage. And it's having tools to assist you to navigate through this evolution and continue on the path of remembering who you are and what you came here to do. It's a 3-week class. We meet over the web, either through Skype, on the internet, or over the phone for 2 hours starting Sunday, November 1st, 1 to 3. Every class is recorded, so if you aren't able to show up in the physical at that time, no problem. You'll have access to the recording, and the energy is set, so it's all in present time moment. So in that class, you very much will have access to some wonderful new tools and really a state of being, a new state of living. I've got wonderful testimonials on my website that you can see and read from others. I need to add some more too, but from others who have gone through that work and just come home into themselves and can't say enough good. So I'd love to have you join if you feel the call, or if you've got questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'm happy to and very available to answer any questions. And again, that was laid out, that alchemy course from the archangels, and they are very much present and part of that body work. And I think that's
Thank you so very much. And we are out of time, listeners. Please go to the archives after the show and download the show so that you can re-listen to this, in case if you want to do the grounding tool again, or look at one of the first shows that Pam did with me back in, 2014, February of 2014, on Searcher's Roadmap. And that is tomorrow, and we will have Lamanda Brown from New Zealand with us tomorrow, and she's another angel worker as well. So please just jump in there, look in the archives, and take a listen to what you want, and, you know, check out what's really up there for us, you know, because it's a whole new deal than what it has been. So please do that, and we will see you again tomorrow. And thank you so very much, Pam, and we'll have you back sometime after the new year. Maybe
Thank
to celebrate
so much,
our 2-year anniversary.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me, Rhonda.
It'll be 3 years by then, so that would be awesome. And so thank you very much, everyone, and have a great day and make it a wonderful week.
Much love and many blessings.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye for now.